Linda presents this unabridged recording of The Buchanan Girls, written by Emily Madden and read by Annabelle Tudor. When Andrew Buchanan returned home from the Great War with a bride in tow, his parents were not pleased, to say the least. His father stated that at 21 he should be amassing a fortune, not shackling himself to a woman. His mother was simply unimpressed that his wife, in her esteemed opinion, lacked proper breeding. His mother wept, begging her son to send the girl back home to London, and of course, he steadfastly refused. Andrew was in love with Louisa Crawley, and he didn't care for his parents' bigoted views. He'd never been one infatuated with the fairer sex, until one cold February morning, when amongst the grey and dreary buildings, he spied a waif-thin girl, barely older than 16, walking towards him wearing an emerald green dress. The rich jewel colour juxtaposed with the grey surroundings made her look almost unreal, like an apparition amongst the dreary buildings. As she drew close, he could tell she was no girl. She was a woman. Her bonneted head was tipped down, her gaze trained on the wicker basket in her hands. But not a second later, as if sensing someone was watching, she looked up, and Andrew swore he felt his heart skip a beat. She was beautiful, with a delicate face, porcelain skin, and a smile that seemed out of place against such gloominess. The moment he had clapped eyes on his darling Louisa, on that deserted street in London, he knew without a doubt that she was to be his wife. The courtship had been a whirlwind, and they were married within a month of that fateful meeting. It was his idea to wed in haste. Andrew knew he would be called back to battle, and, merely days after they became man and wife, he was. Prior to their meeting, he had become disillusioned with the war. Andrew had freely joined to serve king and country, but after years of losing what seemed like an endless stream of his men, he had started to question it all. Now, he had a reason to return home, a purpose, his Louisa. But now, some 5 years later, a part of him perhaps wished he'd listened to his parents, for if he had, he wouldn't be standing at the foot of a hospital bed, his beloved dead before him, just hours after giving birth to their children. Twin daughters, a surprise to them both, a happy one, or so Louisa had convinced him to believe,